Good morning. It is January 7th, 2012. The time is 8:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside, on a day off from the job today. And oddly enough, I just get done listening to Dean Reed's audio book on coffee, and I finished my cup of coffee, actually the last cup of coffee from the coffee pot this morning that the missus and I had our morning coffee from. So I felt I should give a response to Dean Reed there for this particular subject on coffee, which I like coffee. I drink a lot of it. There's times where I probably drink more of it than I should, primarily back when I was a shift worker, working the midnight shift, and as well as when I was in the Air Force doing the 24 hours on and then off for 24 hours. I never really drank coffee until about halfway through my Air Force career. And I guess it was, I was at NCO Leadership School in Plattsburgh Air Force Base in Plattsburgh, New York, back in the early 80s. Bernie Goldbach will know where that air base used to be at. I used to fly, I believe, 111s and KC-135s out of. But I was there in residence for a leadership class as an NCO, and I didn't drink coffee until I attended this particular school. Because the first weekend, a bunch of us, probably about 50 classmates there, that were in attendance there for the 30-day school, went down to the local IHOP and to have some pancakes and breakfast. And we basically owned the joint, 50 of us marching in there that morning. And when you have that many people, you have to wait for your meal. And you could have a glass of juice or whatever, but on the table there was a pot of coffee. Several pots of coffees, actually, on all the tables that we're sitting at. And I just happened to have, say, well, what the hell, I'll try some coffee this morning. And I never looked back. That first cup of coffee I had at the IHOP was like, wow, this is what coffee's all about. I tried drinking it before, but I never acquired a taste. I drank tea, I guess, when I was in high school. But from that point and that particular morning, I became a coffee drinker, I guess. So you can see from the Boo cover art there that the coffee that I drink here at the house is sort of half-octane. And, of course, the wife does drink tea. I don't really drink tea anymore. I think it's just easy to put a pot of coffee on and have that. But at the job site, when I do go into the job site here, my current employment, there's always a coffee pot going on because there's three shifts that are working in my particular job. And I guess I just related back to my my firefighting career there. Any fire station go into, there's going to be a coffee pot on, you know, just in case there's a fire chief that comes in. You don't want to upset the fire chief, so you always have a coffee pot of coffee on. So I drink probably about the same as Dean there, about 5 to 6 cups during the course of the day if I'm working. Again, you can see that from the cover art that I drink half-octane here at the house. And sometimes I don't even know the difference. I guess it's just out of a habit of having a cup of coffee in the morning ritual, I guess. But I do enjoy drinking coffee. I like having conversation over coffee with people. So don't attend too many or go to too many coffee shops here in the United States. But it's always good to have a good conversation over a cup of coffee, I think. I it's one of those good things as far as being older, I guess, that I cherish. And so that's my coffee story as I get my day started here, now that I don't have any coffee, but I have to think of some things to do here, probably take Max out for a walk. But you all have a good one. You be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.